C1C. Number 12A.
We have considered that paragraph on page 264, starting with line 20. And as we read that paragraph through, it just seemed as if it would not make sense, as if there would be no main tone running through it. All sorts of ideas were appearing in this paragraph. Well, that happens naturally very often, that one just doesn't see what the paragraph really wants to convey. What one does then is that one reads on and sees if that would give us a clue as to what we have not understood. So we read on the next paragraph, just a short paragraph, just one sentence that reads, when we learn the way in Christian Science. The way in Christian Science. What is a way? And one asks, what is a way? A way is apparently a sequence of steps that one has to make in order to arrive at the destination. The way is not just one element, one thing. It is a succession of steps. So apparently she asks us here to go the way of Christian Science and recognize man's spiritual being. Well, we have seen that this is the tone of man here, the sixth tone of man's spiritual being. We shall behold and understand God's creation. Therefore, we understand the whole of God's creation. All the glories of earth and heaven and man. This seems to be a nice goal, a terrific goal. But apparently the way in Christian Science leads us to the glories of earth and heaven and man. What do we want more? Gives a sense of love, of fulfillment, that when we go the way, that we really arrive at the destination and we don't miss the boat. Give a sense of fulfillment, of love. And she says, we get there through the way. And we can ask ourselves now, what is that way? Those steps, apparently it's just not one step. She doesn't speak about the threshold of Christian Science through which you enter into something. That would be just one step, a threshold. But a way is a succession of steps. And suddenly you begin to realize that that whole paragraph before, which didn't make any sense, was a succession of steps. That is the way of Christian Science, which leads us to all the glories of earth and heaven and man. So I think the best thing is to go back with a new approach. Instead of looking to a main idea symbolized just by one term, by one concept, we go back and see that the main purpose of that paragraph may be showing us the step-by-step way. And therefore many steps, and therefore many elements in being. So let's go back and analyze that paragraph again. So I read again from line 20. Do you know where we are? Line 20. And just try to see what kind of ideas she presents to us. Spirit and its formations. We know that formations are an idea of mind. Here they are presented as spiritual formations. constituting the only realities of being. So I begin to see that all the formations that make up creation, we are in the chapter on creation of the universe, inclusive man, that all the formations of mind are spiritual and constitute reality, so that that which seems to be material formations disappear under the microscope of spirit, matter disappears under the microscope of spirit, and so I have a universe of mind's formation that are spiritual and real, mind, spirit. I come to the next sentence, sin is unsustained in truth. It's sinless. So that formations of mind that are spiritual realities are apparently sinless, without sin. Yeah? You see the way? Sin is unsustained by truth, and sickness and death were overcome by Jesus, who proved them to be forms of error. That way of mind, spirit, soul can be proved. Principle proves itself, and Jesus proved it for us. And proved that they are forms of error, that's the main tone, forms of error versus the true existence. Spiritual living, now we come to living, to life. Spiritual living and blessedness are the only evidences by which we can recognize what? True existence. Here you have again the truth of being as existence. So you have truth, and feel the unspeakable peace, love, which comes from an all-absorbing spiritual love. So when we learn this way of Christian Science, when we learn the way in Christian Science, so actually she has shown us the way in that paragraph, said when we learn that way, and recognize, therefore, man's spiritual being. Here you have your manhood. We shall behold and understand God's creation, the whole of creation. We went through all seven and regarded creation from the point of view of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And therefore, all the glories of earth and heaven and man. Yeah? And suddenly, this paragraph that didn't seem to yield a meaning, suddenly yields a meaning, and a very big meaning. Very often Mrs. Eddy would do that, that when she comes to the end of a subject, especially when she comes to the tone of love, here we are in truth as love, that she would summarize all the preceding stages, in a way, because love is the sum total of being. Love is always all-inclusive, and therefore she can present the all-inclusiveness, which she speaks here, the all-inclusiveness, she can present that by presenting what is included, namely all the steps from mind to love. Yeah, that's it. So, even this paragraph now makes wonderful sense, and it shows always that man somehow is the compound idea, that therefore as a compound idea, man has to affirm for himself, claim for himself, establish for himself, take possession for himself, all that exists in being. All the ideas of mind, of spirit, of soul, of principle, life, truth, and love. Then he is the compound idea men. Yes. So that would be the tone of truth. We can quickly run through our summary, our epitome on the study paper, and just recapitulate for us the whole tone of men reflect the idea of sonship. See? To reflect the idea of sonship would say, I claim for myself, by claiming for myself the true creation as idea, and claiming that for himself and for others naturally also. How is that done? As mind, we have seen the true sense of man begins with the divine mind as the origin of man. Mind is the origin, the source, the cause of man. Mortal mind is not a cause. So we also consider what does not constitute the true man, actually what constitutes mortal man. Mortal man starts with the cause in mortal mind. A spirit, spiritual man, not mortal man, represents the truth of creation. So it is spiritual man that represents man. Because mortal mind creates materially. So we know already something, that man's origin is mind, that his nature is spiritual. In soul, when thought blends with the spiritual, it can taste heaven. Therefore, man is identified with God, and he identifies himself with God, whereas carnal beliefs only create deformity, the opposite of identity. As principle, we begin to see that a scientific consciousness, if we entertain a scientific consciousness of creation, we can discover new ideas. We just can discover everything that is in the allness of principle. Whereas the multiplication of mortal thoughts, like inventions of the wrong sort, is dense blindness. Then we come to life and see if we contemplate constantly the permanent fact, then we gain the true sense of being. Whereas fleeting concepts bring only fading forms, immortal to life. When we come to truth, then we see that correct views of God lead to self-completeness, to self-realization, so that man realizes itself, he appears there in the true form, in true health, in his true wholeness. And love, recognizing man's spiritual being, therefore, the glories of God's creation are understood, and we know who we are. Yes? So here we have that accepting man's heritage by taking everything from the seven synonymous terms. Okay, that's truth. Now we would come to the next and last subject, love. We have here an epitome that says, man reflects the idea of motherhood. How can we do that? By loving the creation of ideas. That's motherhood. If we love things, and if we love people, then we do not express true motherhood. Then we are not the mother, then we smother our universe. And smothering our universe doesn't lead us very far, only to a lot of trouble. So here now, Mrs. Eddy would introduce to us what it really means to love the creation, to love God's own creation. What is meant by that motherhood sense? So let us read again the text. It is a bit a longer text, and so I may do it a bit quicker than perhaps before, but still we can do it. I begin. The universe of spirit. Well, I begin already to see that now she speaks not about creation, now it is the universe. Gives already a sense of universal concept. Universe means all-inclusive. Universe means turning into one. The universe of spirit is peopled with spiritual beings. That's a very deducive statement. Because so many students who have not seen what has gone before, that creation consists of ideas, they think that people are spiritual beings if we look at them properly. Because Mrs. Eddy says here, the universe of spirit is peopled with spiritual beings, and to them people means people. As we know very well, that if we look up the dictionary definition of peopled, that it applies to all sorts of things, to animals, to all kinds of things, that the forest is peopled with ants, or you say, is peopled with deer. Huh? So deers are not people. Huh? Peopled means full of it, huh? And therefore, we should not misunderstand people to be spiritual beings, because that would be really spiritualism. It would also be polytheism. We have a lot of gods running around in that universe, people, and we would have a people universe. So a universe of spirit only knows spiritual ideas, and not spiritual people, because that would be a contradictory term. People are material, are personal, and there does not exist spiritual people. This we have to leave to the spiritists, they know that, or to the theosophists, they know that. But in Christian Science, peopled mean is full of. What other term could you use instead of peopled? Is full of, yes, is...
Constituted
of, or so, is, yeah. All right, you know what it means, huh? It's full of spiritual beings, and its government is divine science. Men is the offspring not of the lowest but of the highest quality of mind. Now she starts in what kind of universe we have, what is really peopling the universe of spirit, and she said they are actually the highest qualities of mind. These highest qualities of mind people, the universe of spirit. Man understands spiritual existence in proportion as his treasures of truth and love are enlarged. And we get the same, again, the sense that actually what brings forth a motherhood sense is that we enlarge our understanding, that we do not contract it, but that we enlarge our understanding so that we have a universe to mother and not just a few people or things to care for. We enlarge our understanding. Mortals, she says, must gravitate Godward. It's the attraction of love that here is under consideration, which says this is really motherhood at the point of mind, that our mentalities are enlarging and enlarging and always go in the direction, mind directs, mind points out the direction, always goes into the direction towards God. Whenever our thought is directed towards God and not to other things, we enlarge our consciousness, and this is motherhood at the point of mind. Enlarging our consciousness, gravitating towards God, their affections and aims grow spiritual. We have again an enlargement, a growth and a growing. Grow spiritual. They must near the broader interpretation of being. You hear again that enlargement. They must gain the broader interpretation of being and gain some proper sense of the infinite. Can you see how our thoughts broad out? Do you remember the beginning of the whole chapter where she said that if we put off our swaddling clothes, that thought expands into expression? Now we see it in love, how the motherhood sense is that which takes off when it is time, the swaddling clothes of the baby does no more restrict the baby, but enlarges it and lets it go, gives it freedom. And so our thought gravitates always to the limitless frontier, with a broader interpretation, gain some proper sense of the infinite, in order that sin and mortality may be put off. This is mind. We have summarized that and said the affections and aims of mortals must gravitate Godward. We always express motherhood sense, a love for God. When? With our mind and with our all what's going on, with our tendencies and our leanings. That mind expands and expands always towards one aim only, towards God, towards understanding God. The side note is Godward gravitation, this attraction of God that makes us gravitate towards God. Because God is love and God is the infinite attraction, this resounds in the human as a reflecting in the human, that the human wants to be drawn to love, wants to be drawn towards God. And so everything within himself longs to understand the infinite, wants to get nearer, 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 nearer to the infinite. So this is a wonderful sense of motherhood as mind. We read further and try to see if this kind of attraction is still being described further, or if we find something else in it, another aspect of motherhood. This scientific sense of being, this. What is this? This, again, is a relative pronoun pointing back to the preceding paragraph, where she says, there we broaden our consciousness, our mentality. So she says, that very activity of broadening our mentality and drawing nearer and nearer to God is really that mentality which this scientific sense of being, forsaking matter for spirit. See, only then, when we have that mind drive, can we actually also forsake the material sense of things, or else we have no compensation. So only with that mind motherhood sense are we prepared to go to the second step of spirit and forsake matter for spirit. And this, she says, by no means suggests man's absorption into deity. Absorption and the loss of his identity, but confers upon man, it's always love that confers, that's a quality of love, but confers upon man enlarged individuality. Can you now hear spirit enlarging? The moment spirit makes us willing to sacrifice the material attraction, the material drive, that this means that we enlarge spiritually. Enlarge spirituality. A wider sphere of thought and action. A wider, a more expansive love, a higher and more permanent peace. Isn't it terrific? How you can see the moment mind says, I have a drive towards God, towards the one mind, and therefore I let go of everything that is material, spirit. But then our whole being is enlarged. We have a wider sphere of thought and action, a more expansive love, and a higher and more permanent peace. All ideas of love.